Hey there. Excuse me? Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. You must be so busy, but there's something really important I think we need to discuss. Oh, sorry, I didn't introduce myself. Right. Well, I am actually also living across the street from your place. Yeah, this house right here. Yeah, I live here too. Yeah, she's actually my mom. No, of course she wouldn't really talk about me. It's a long story. I mean, first and foremost, I'm still living at her place and all that, and well, it's a long story that I'm sure you and her would have a lovely conversation with one time, when the time is right. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I didn't really just come here to introduce myself. Yeah, actually, would it be a good idea if we stepped inside your place for a bit? I'm not comfortable talking about it here outside in the open. Cool. Thanks. Sorry, if I seem a little fidgety, but, no. I mean, it's not just because of the cold and I'm, you know, wearing this outfit. Well, yeah, it is a little bit short and skimpy, but that's not the problem. Yeah, so I kind of just realized something really important. Yeah, upstairs, the room facing the street, is it your bedroom? Oh yeah, you live alone, so it's your bedroom? Yeah, and your desk is facing the window, right? Like, it's directly in front of the window. Yeah, so it was you I saw that was working. No, it's because my room is, you know, at the second floor as well, and it's facing your room, basically. Yeah. Yeah, and, well, what were you doing, about, late night around this weekend? Sorry, I'm tripping my words. What were you doing this weekend? I think it was a Saturday during the evening. Uh-huh. You were working. Right. Okay. Cool. 'Cause, I mean, I was doing a bit of, working, I guess, myself. And, I couldn't help but notice that you had the window open, and I couldn't quite see what you were doing, but you were dead center in front of the window while I was, working. You know what I mean when I say working, right? I mean, if we could go upstairs to your room, you'll see immediately what my room looks like, so you know what it means when I say I'm working. Yeah. Camera up. Tripod. Bit of lighting. Facing the bed. I certainly am not a YouTuber. Especially since you can tell by this outfit. Short skirt. Knee-high socks. And, a really tight t-shirt. Pigtails, too. I think you know why my mom doesn't talk about me a lot. But I think you've also known that since this weekend, actually. Are you gonna tell anyone? Are you going to threaten me. Tell me I have to do something really important for you so that you'd let me go, mister. Are you going to tell me that I should maybe get on my knees? Maybe do you a favor so you could do me one too? I don't know. Maybe that's something that's crossed your mind. Because there wouldn't be any reason for you to just stand out the window and not follow up on that, right? Actually, I think I got the most tips that evening, too. I was just so into the idea of a stranger watching me touch myself, doing my job sneakily. And I probably have been thinking about just what your cock might look like. Will you have it in your hands, stroking it? Will you watch me? Will you watch me play with my wet little pussy? I bet. But if you had your phone with you, you would have zoomed in a little bit more just to see how wet I really got that night. I must have stained the sheets and everything. So, you don't need to tell me, but we can strike a deal right here and right now. Why don't I do you a favor? So we could just keep this little secret between us, yeah? I won't even tell my mom. I know she fancies you. But I think, after that night, you fancy someone else. It'll be just between the two of us. What do you say, mister? I really want to suck your cock right now. My pussy's so wet just thinking about it. I really want to have this nice big cock inside my mouth. I want you to pull my cute little pigtails. And I want you to make me gag and choke all over this cock of yours. I think it's going to be pretty much of a challenge for me. Well, I've only ever had my dildos to play with. So, your cock would be a nice challenge. It'll even teach me a thing or two about how to suck a man's cock. Well, will you let me, sir? Alright. It'll just be between the two of us. I promise. And to make sure that you don't say anything to anyone, I'll let you watch me every night. Well, let's pull these pants, shall we? Fuck. Well, I could already tell with your bulge, but still is quite intimidating, if I'm being honest. Shall I? Your cock twitched so quickly. Is that how it works? I mean, I've had some partners before, but being a little bit of an introvert doesn't give me a lot of possibilities. Mm. 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 How does that feel when I lick the tip of your cock while I push it slowly inside my mouth? You like that? Good. Because your cock feels so good inside my mouth. I can really feel it filling up this bait so easily. It tastes so good too, mister. You must take care of yourself pretty well, huh? I can see why my mom really likes you. I can only hope I do a better job than she does, though. Your cock tastes so good. I'm making such a mess. My makeup's so runny. All the tears staining my mascara. I'm sure my mom wouldn't mind. She probably wouldn't even notice. She leaves me to my devices most of the time. I'm learning so much. What if I do this? Is that what it really means to gag and choke in a big cock? That feels so good. Makes my pussy feel so warm and wet already, too. Mister, will you let me play with my pussy while I suck on your big cock? Thank you. That was so much fun. We should do it again. Thank you so much. Fuck. Mister, can I please make you come? I'm pretty sure I'm doing way better than my mom was doing. I don't know, just a feeling. But I wouldn't really know until I make you come now, do I? You can be as rough and as hard as you want to. I just want to make you come so hard. And if I can I please come with you? Thank you. Fuck, it tasted so good. Fuck. I can feel your cum down my throat. Don't worry, sir. I'll swallow it nice and full. Fuck. Did I do well? That's great. Oh, fuck. Well, thank you so much for that. Well, you promise not to tell anyone now? That's what I thought. I promise I won't tell anyone either. You know, you can watch me anytime you want. And you're lucky because you got to do it for free. Most men will have to pay me. But if you'd like to leave me a tip from time to time, maybe I'd visit your place for something more than just a blowjob, you know? See you around, mister. Mwah.